Ron Campbell was 7 years old when the animation bug bit him.
I was watching Tom and Jerry cartoons on a Saturday afternoon at the movie theater, and I just fell in love with the cartoons then. And when I expressed my enthusiasm for it to my great-grandmother, she said, "Ronnie, they're really just drawings." And it was like a seven-year-old epiphany. "You mean if I do drawings, they can come alive?" And I'm afraid I became sort of obsessed with that for the rest of my life.
But not as a fan. He's been involved in many successful animated television cartoon programs, from Crazy Cat and Popeye, through the Flintstones and the Jetstones, to more recent shows like Rugrats and the Smurfs. But his biggest opportunity came while he was still in Sydney in 1964 and got a call from King Features producer Al Broadax.
Al called me in the middle of the night and said, "Ron, we've just sold a TV show. We'd like you to direct the episodes we're going to produce in Australia." And I said, "Terrific, Al. What's the show?" And he said, "It's the Beatles." And I was taken aback for a moment. And I said, "Al, Jiminy Cricket was a terrific character, but insects don't make very good characters for kid cartoons." And he laughed, yelled at me, told me it was the rock and roll group, whom I had only peripherally heard about. I'm not even sure if I really knew who they were at all.
Campbell quickly caught up, but says that was really incidental to putting the episodes together.
The scripts were sent to me, the model sheets were sent to me, the voice track was sent to me, and the music track was sent to me. And it was my job to deliver, in return, a finished film 9 months hence. They were just like regular cartoons. You know, the Beatles would get on a cruise ship, and the lady on the cruise ship would fall in love with them and chase them around the cruise ship. It was just like a Tom and Jerry cartoon. There was nothing particularly different about it, just that there was a couple of Beatles songs in every episode.
39 half-hour episodes were produced for ABC over a three-year period and drew huge Saturday morning ratings for the network. So it wasn't a surprise when Ron got another call to come and help animate a full-length Beatles movie, Yellow Submarine.
We animated about 12 minutes of the film. Almost all of the Chief Blue Meanie and Max, the Sea of Time sequence where they get older and younger, and it took us about 8 months to do. Of course, we were doing other things at the same time. At night, I was working on a show called George of the Jungle and the early development of a show called Scooby-Doo.
Although essentially self-taught, Campbell says he was in the right place at the right time during the dawn of television animation and happily made it his life's work.
For the most part, I've been very fortunate in being able to work on shows that I liked. I'm most proud of the show that I produced myself called The Big Blue Marble. We won a Peabody and an Emmy for that show.
Now in his retirement, Campbell enjoys painting the characters he has drawn over the years, and he recognizes that animation technology has moved on without him.
I've got nothing to do with animation today. They all sit at great banks of computers and do extraordinary stuff that can't be done by hand. And they like to do that. I myself, I'm a dinosaur with a pencil in my hand. I wouldn't sit at a computer and animate to save my life.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.